Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi, friends. Listen, we're committed. We're here. We got a lot of shit going on this week. Some chaos. Justine's in a towel, but we're here. We're talking the return of Salt Lake and Beverly Hills, a little Bravo. I would love to know your takeaway of Salt Lake City.
First, I have to tell you about Funny Girl.
You were pretty close.
No, we weren't close, but every seat was good, I think. Like,
that's how Broadway is, huh?
Yeah, it's like a small theater. Listen, I'm not like a Leah Michelle stan or anything like that. Like, I
how can you not be when you watch Glee? She's a bad person, they say.
No,
but
right. But in Glee, she was great, right? But Glee for me was like a decade ago. I don't even remember it. She was
feels like
phenomenal.
Yesterday.
Like, she was a 10 out of 10. She saved the show. Otherwise, the show would have been boring. I mean, she's a star. Like,
why was she not cast from the get?
I don't know. I don't know how they cast that other chick. Like, it would have been unwatchable because it's a really dated story. It's like, you know, she's the star and the man brings her down and she's, you know, so it's kind of like dated. So it easily could be bad. But Leah Michelle, her voice, it's really unbelievable. Like, her star power, she has that it factor that a lot of people, you know, that people want. So she was enthralling. Like, every moment she was on stage, you were like, my God, she's amazing.
Is she on stage 90% of the time?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time.
I wonder how much she's getting paid.
I wonder the same, because they do. Like, I saw Gary Jannetty went the other night and it was a matinee or the other
Gary
day.
Gary Jannetty. I love it. Can you imagine
Gary
if you run into
there
him
with
there?
His mom?
How did you get tickets? It seems like it would have been hard.
You know,
is it not
hard? I think my friend got him right when they went on. Like,
she jumped
right,
on
I think it.
It
was like the day before, either the day they announced Leah Michelle. Like, somehow she hopped on it.
And I have a question, if you don't mind me asking. How much are the tickets?
They were 150.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought there were going to be more.
I mean, if we had sold them on the black market, on the whatever it's called.
$1,000 a pop, probably, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they let you be in there taking pictures. I'm
at the
baffled.
End. Like, when they did the whatever that's called, the encore of this. Like,
so she's doing two shows a day.
Some days, two shows a day and killing it.
Glee. I mean, she made Glee.
No,
Ryan Murphy
Glee, yeah.
is incredible just for finding her.
Right. Right.
Oh, Ryan Murphy's a creep in your eyes.
Oh, I mean, I just his shows are kind of weird now.
Oh, he's like, a wackadoo. 100% now. He's I've always talked about Nip Tuck. It's changed me. Once I watched that show, I was changed forever. It was weird.
Like, think of that. He has a sick mind.
And he's fucked up. I'm not watching the Jeffrey Dahmer, obviously, if anybody knows me. But
no,
are
I'm
you?
Not either.
See, and that says something because you watch everything.
Yeah, I'm
that's,
not. I'm
like,
not.
That's hot.
I see a Ryan
hotter.
Murphy thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm not into
okay,
it.
Ryan Murphy doesn't
pass.
Turn you on. Okay. No, and it's wrong that everybody is so okay with it. They're watching. They're like, oh, it's gruesome. It's like, this is really what just it's not even that far ago. I don't know if that's what's the right word.
And
it's really sick. We're glamorizing murderers. And you wonder why people are shooting more schools up.
Right.
And
you
just give these wackadoos ideas and think, I think it really does make a factor.
Look at Ted Bundy. We got Zac Efron playing a serial killer. You know what I mean? Like, if that's not idolizing.
This one seems even worse, though, because I guess he's killing black guys more than, I mean, he killed a couple white guys, but it was mostly racist.
I don't know anything about Jeffrey Dahmer.
I've heard a lot of people talking about it, and that's what I'm piecing together. So,
okay. All right.
I just judge the world that everybody's into it.
Yeah.
Isn't the world dark enough that we want to? I have to say something too. Everybody says to watch the dumb fucking show Reboot. I watched it. Didn't make me laugh the first two episodes. I didn't laugh out loud.
Never heard of it. What is it?
And it's on Hulu and it's about a TV show that they remake. It's got Key and Peele. It's one of the guys from Key and Peele. I can't tell you which one's which. Not the success. Well, they're both successful. Not the one that's the director. Which one's which? The tall one.
Okay.
Don't know.
The tall.
Johnny Knoxville.
Keen? I don't know.
It's got this one girl that we love, and Tyler's like, oh, I'm into her. Shows her tits in the first episode. Tyler still fell asleep. Okay, that says something.
Right.
The best comedy right now
is Southside.
Abbott Elementary. Yeah, I'll watch that.
Southside will make you laugh.
Watch that. I Googled because we're looking for a sitcom. I Googled comedy with on an impound lot. Nothing came up.
It's not impound lot. It's a That's why.
But it's, you knew what, like, I found. You knew what I was thinking.
Yeah. Like a secondhand, they do like a buyback, like cheap.
I'm thinking they're working on cars in the middle of the night outside a club.
Yeah, no.
So stupid.
You gotta watch it though. Southside is like,
I'll watch
funny
that.
Time. Yeah. Okay. You'll like it. Good little characters.
But every single show is set up like The Office or Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to get. I appreciate Abbott Elementary now because I think it's great. I love it. But
love it.
It has heart. But yes. And they're set up like that. And I'm okay with that. But only one show at a time I'm watching with that premise.
I agree.
Can nobody come up with anything fucking new?
No. Everything's a new Pete.
Oh, I got last thing. Sorry. Before I get into Bravo. Yes. I put up on Instagram that they're bringing Aiden back to Just Like That. I said again, that. We can't bring anything
new.
She can't. It would be fantastic if she found a hot new guy or some guy
new, fresh.
And we got to know him. We need to see Aiden. Agreed. She needs to fuck him over again.
I know. Like, I always loved Aiden, but like, come on, the damage is done. Like,
you know, I didn't like him. I like him as an actor, but I didn't like his character because I always thought he should piss all over Carrie's face when she's sleeping because she was such a bitch to him. Yeah, when he was in the shower and he was like, let's get Maui'd. I thought that was so sweet. That's the only thing I think of with him. Or she's going to the club and he's got his KFC and she's like, he was so cute and she treated him like garbage. And
yeah,
I just wanted him to. That's proof that women want to be abused. No, I'm just joking, but it's just like, I don't know.
I'll
still watch
him,
the show
terrible
the second it comes out because I got issues like that. But
all right, let's talk Salt Lake.
So I'm glad you like Funny Girl. I think I took you off course at that, but I'm glad you liked it.
That's all I had to say. All right, here, I guess, like, I thought it was an okay premiere. I think I don't give a fuck about Lisa and Meredith. Like, I couldn't.
Oh,
care
God,
less
no. I don't even know what happened.
I don't remember. I don't care about that friendship. I mean, Lisa,
gonna ruin it.
Listen,
for me.
If Justine and I have been
friends, like when you say my name,
as long as those two,
I thought that too. Even
and
longer.
If I was, if I was in the bathroom and I was like, fucking Justine's a fucking piece of shit. She has no fucking money. And Tyler's a fucking like,
it's over.
Just imagine. I mean, that's your friendship's dead. That person hates you.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And we can't sit here like I don't want to watch this. If we're going to watch six episodes of the two of them fighting, I don't care. I just like, I really don't care.
Get Lisa Rinna energy from Lisa Barlow. I feel like it's all fake. I feel like this whole show is, these women are acting. It's not a Real Housewives show anymore. I just don't think we'll be getting that any longer unless they brought back the Real Housewives of New York. We'll get the raw dog deals.
Yeah.
I think with Beverly Hills, we get a glimmer of it. But with these girls, just the way that they're editing it with them. Oh, I'm going to lunch and she's holding up the soda. It's not real. And even the conversation between the husbands is not real.
The scene where Meredith and Seth are like unpacking the groceries in the house and
it's
talking
unwatchable.
About this. You think about this. This is 4 months ago. I'm going to Dorian right now, 4 months later, and we're having a conversation in the kitchen like it happened yesterday. That's a producer telling you, hey, we really need you to talk about Lisa.
100%.
You guys unpack these groceries. And like, it feels
Tyler would be like, get over it and get over your, I don't want to hear it anymore.
No, there would be no way I'm still having that conversation 3 months.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I find interesting is watching Jen Shaw claim to be innocent when we know she's going to say she's guilty. That is why, like, just watching Jen Shaw is interesting.
She sparkles on that screen. The party, people are cheering for her, rooting for her. Like,
she's crazy.
That she has not scammed, even to be in that position, people should be weary. Cheering.
This is not county court of Salt Lake City. This is federal fucking charges.
Years. You're getting life. You pretty much have a death sentence.
You don't
much have criminal terminal cancer.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
over.
Like, federal cases are years in the making, and they are typically sealed, signed, and delivered like a solid case. This isn't like a situation of misjustice at like a state level. This is a concerted, concentrated federal investigation. And everyone's acting like it's like
they're cheering for her.
It's crazy.
I think a lot of it has to do with the sweet husband who is completely stressed out and
so stressed.
Will probably just go on. I don't know if they would get divorced in jail. I don't know if you can divorce someone in prison. Can you? I don't know. You can.
Remember, because Apollo, that was a way to they divorce got divorced people in prison for sure. Yeah.
Under state by state.
Right.
He seems so nice. And I'm sure Jen Shaw maybe didn't set out to scam old people. And maybe I'm giving her the more credit than she deserves. And it evolved into that. See, this whole season's going to be a Jen. I mean, she could be Jeffrey Dahmer and I'd love her. She's electric. I can't help it.
I mean, even the like toast, such a depressing birthday toast.
Right.
Like,
hey, right. It's been a great year.
This is the hardest year of my life. And like, thank you, everybody. I was like, you're making this about you too. And this is about him and his birthday.
His life is so damaged from it too. Right. She's at the football game, standing in the crowd,
crazy,
taking pictures. Everyone's acting like, I think even now she's doing it and she pled guilty. Yeah.
I know. It's wild. It's
unbelievable.
It's like staggering to watch all these people, like people throwing them a party and like
on television.
Like it's like she's Adnan Syed, who's like been like, you know, it's like the way like they're treating freed. It is like, right. Like there's no way that it could ever be possible that she's going to serve any time or
a bunch
any
of old people.
She sold old people's information for them to get screwed. That is a horrible thing.
I wonder how much time she's going to get and just planning parties and they're having these conversations, but there's so much more said with just their eyes.
To be honest, he looked like he was at a funeral during that toast, not a birthday party.
They were so cute dancing together. Listen to me. Oh, like,
he's in a fraternity. That's what that is.
They're so cute.
The dance they were doing. There's some
so
kind of
fun.
That's like a, yeah.
I need that in my life.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to bring up Big Baby.
He's had a golden life until he met her. I feel bad for him.
Yeah. That's wild.
He seems really nice. I'm just baffled.
I don't know.
He doesn't seem to have a dark side.
No, I don't think he does. But I think maybe he like love is blind kind of situation where like he can't see that maybe he's married to a terrible person. I don't know.
And I think she's really a good criminal. She's got everybody enchanted, and that's the best kind. And that's how she would have survived. All right. Who's the big baby?
You saw Big Baby, the black guy that the huge guy that Heather talks to. And they're like, that's Big Baby, Glenn Davis of the Celtics. We went to Vegas when we were like 22. It was NBA All-Star Weekend, which we did not know. We went to a club. He was there. He hooked up with my friend. Is when he was in the NBA. And then he proceeded to like
hit her up enough to play sports.
I know he looks horrible.
Unwell.
Like if you look at him in the NBA, he was called Poor Big guy. Baby. His name is Glenn Davis. He was called Big Baby because he started to get like really big, like when Shaq was overweight, kind of big. But when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, he looks horrible. And then he would call her all the time. Like anytime he was like, it was like he had like a Rolodex of women he would call when he was lonely. It was very weird.
Sad. Now Heather's on that list.
I know. Heather, there's a desperation there, particularly around black men that I don't love. Her energy is a little creepy.
How she went from like a white Mormon dork.
But even like when they showed that flashback of like the other black guy that she was
rubs
like
bellies when she's hugging him too. It's very odd. I know.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe she's free to be with who she wants to be now, I guess. I find her interesting with the whole Mormon Whitney mothering seems like a mother acting like a mother.
Totally.
Not to be mean, but she just seems so hookerish. I can't get over it.
The Mormon, like I don't
quit Mormon.com. That's what a religion has you do. They go to quitmormon.com. That seems like they're just making more money off of you.
I know, right? Like selling your information. I don't, there's just something something off there that I don't buy.
And Heather is sitting there telling us Mormon proverbs. She can't shake that shit either. And she's sitting there.
What do you mean? It's like getting out of a cult. That shit's ingrained in your head.
Need to move out of Utah. Go to Santa Barbara with your daughter.
I'm not religious, so I don't understand this. But why does God, if you're religious, you have a relationship with God. Why does the church have to monitor your activities and know where you are? And like when she said they like watch her and stop by, it's like
money.
Well, then that's not.
Yeah,
that's a cult. That's not religion. That's creepy.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
People aren't gonna like. I think every religion's kind of like that in a small way.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
I mean, and it's nice for some people, to an extent. But yeah,
I'm more of extreme. A fan of like you have a personal relationship with religion. Yeah. But if you're in a formal church in America, you are part of a tax exempt system that is making money. Let's be real.
Like, it's crazy.
Churches are tax exempt. They make money. And then those people like
we should all treat the earth like God and we'd all be better off because that's how I feel.
We would.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I feel like the jury's out. I'm not as everyone who
Meredith
listens to
this
podcast
Lisa, though,
for a while knows.
I We're just don't understand. I want to be, but it's just, it seems
so. I desperately
so
wish I loved
acting.
It like everyone else. People are acting, they came in their pants when they saw the Salt Lake City trailer.
I love Jen Shaw. I live to watch her. She's captivating and she's sitting there in a hot tub. I love hot tub lunches. She's sitting there in a hot tub listening to Meredith's problems. Like she's not facing 30 to
what's with the eating
in prison.
Eating. They like to eat in a hot tub too. It's a red flag.
If I was going to jail, that's all people would hear about. Be like, you've got a problem with Lisa. I'm going to prison. You want to hear my problems?
You don't watch Succession, but there was this one character that was going to like take the fall for like the family. And he was he started researching prisons. He became obsessed. Like he was meeting with former inmates to like understand, like he was like doing his research and it was hilarious. And people were like, you got to calm down. He's like, no, I don't like this. You know, it's like, yeah.
How do you get through day by day? And she's just planning another party next week, like some whore bitches crazy party. And your husband's a respectable person in society. You can't be having parties like this.
I know. It's wild.
How does he not get fired? The whole thing is wild.
It's really
wild. And how does he not resent her?
How
is he so in love still?
I have no idea.
She has to leave her kids. I mean, it uproots their whole life.
Right. I mean, the normal reaction would be a Teresa Giudice where you hate him and then you get divorced.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't a part of it, this should be shocking and this should blow your mind, you know?
He's getting away with it. It seemed like if he was involved at first, I thought he would have to know something. I mean, I'm sure it crossed his mind. Maybe but she's so, what's the word? Charismatic that maybe she would just be like, oh, I got this as a gift or I got this as this or, and men just don't even realize the price of expensive things too, maybe. He seems like a simple guy who likes sports and I don't know. I'm just blown away.
It's wild.
Meredith's husband seems like they're just together for the show. He's odd.
Very odd.
Did they move again? Is that a new house? And they're sitting there saying, was that the same house? Because if they moved again, then they are poor because who wants to move that much? Nobody.
I know.
It's not fun. Moving.
Yeah.
Moving is the biggest nightmare of life.
It is.
God.
Yeah, there's like this feels more Beverly Hills than Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, you know what I mean? Like there's a fake vibe to it.
Lisa crying at the party.
Yeah. It's just all, it just seems like they're playing housewives. They aren't real.
It does.
If that makes
sense. Heather tries to break through. It really, that makes a complete sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a spoof, but the show. All right, let's talk BH. I found this compelling, particularly the like last 15 minutes with Kathy. How did you feel?
Yeah, I did too. I'm disgusted with Kyle Richards.
What do you think? By Kyle, explain.
I think that Kyle Richards, I think that Lisa Rinna and Kyle are only friends because of this dumb show. They would go their separate ways. Kathy is her real family. And she's just sitting there like she's a beaten down woman while that was Lisa weird. Just rails her sister. And Kathy seemed to really be apologizing for a Kathy Hilton, I thought.
I guess like people show you who they are, right? So if Kathy Hilton spewed a bunch of like vile hate, then if she apologizes about it, then it is what it is. And you move forward with the
and
idea
their sisters
at yeah. any moment she could fucking throw you under the bus. But I guess the way that Lisa Rinna is acting, it seems
why
like
is she there?
Kathy Hilton took a razor blade and was running through the house, cutting up pillows and like threatening to kill Lisa Rinna. When somebody's like, if you're wasted and you go on a rant about somebody and you say some vile shit, that does mean that's deep down inside of you. Right. But people like,
right.
It's just,
I think they've hated each other from day one for a long time.
And I think Kyle and Kathy hate each other.
Right. Oh, that's what I mean. Kyle and Kathy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's like a deep.
They play nice for dead deep, mommy.
Yes. But
to keep her alive in their hearts.
Sometimes your family is just not who you fuck with.
Right.
And like, and I think
it's okay
that's
to move on. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the situation here. But the weirdest part I found, like to your point, was when during that whole conversation, like Kyle was like hiding her face and like this.
I hate that about
she was
Kyle.
It was just like, you should be sitting there being like, that really fucking hurt my feelings. You should never say something like that again, Kathy. I want us to be friends. I love you. Like, speak up. She's literally acting like a battered person.
And like, Kathy's here. She's trying to apologize. She came from whatever she keeps saying. Kathy's a kook with the way that she's like, I came here from Century City or all that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Funny. She's wacky. And to say she has a black heart.
Oh, I thought that was
because she flipped out. I mean, who cares?
Well, I mean, I thought the
Cathedral City.
I thought her rant when like Lisa Rinna actually said what she said about everybody, I thought that was hilarious because I truly believe Kathy said all of that. She thinks these people are peons. She thinks they're beneath her. We saw her on. We've seen the real Kathy on the Paris Hilton show. We know that she is. Think she's an echelon.
And why
above.
Is she there?
Right. Why are you on the show? But I believe everything she said. I 100% she thinks everybody's beneath her. When she said Dreet's dumb as whatever, I was laughing because I think that shit's hilarious. Because some of it's true.
And someone said that those are what the New York ladies say to each other drunkenly and to their faces and then forgive the next day. And it's so true. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
And Kyle and Kathy, who's interrupting? This is their real life. And who's interrupting Lisa's real life? Nobody. She's a sick fuck. Why is she even there?
I thought Kathy's apology was weak. Like, I wasn't like, ooh, she made an amazing, like when she started being like, a friend of mine is dying of cancer. It's like, okay, you're pivoting.
Yeah.
That is
blame game.
You know,
but
so she's
just
was
her
not
saying,
a perfect
I'm sorry,
apology, but
was
she
better
said,
than nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. She did apologize and said, I said some terrible shit. And she did say like, what did she say? It was like a combination of this like she
I'm
had a
tired
good, you know,
and
I had wine the altitude I mean
altitude,
that's hilarious.
I mean, altitude.
It's pure comedy
but siblings fight who gives a shit and yes. If they can work it out Lisa didn't need to come to the house to rile it up and I blame Kyle for that.
Lisa is acting like I just her reaction is so intense. I just for the love of God wish we could have seen this fucking footage.
It's ridiculous.
Either she give her an Emmy or whatever the shitty.
It sounds amazing in my head.
Day of the life.
Think about it daily.
Get. Yeah.
And you can see Kathy going crazy, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I believe that this happened, but I also believe that Lisa Rinna is using this as a way to elevate her storyline and like cause some drama and like blow it all up.
Right. The two
and
theories.
Maybe she does have something against this family because she's battled Kim. Now she's battling Kathy.
I mean, yeah, and there's no reason. The tooth, and then she was mad about the tequila. She was shaking outside. Kathy
hilarious.
Just hates Lisa Rinna.
Hilarious.
And I don't think hilarious. She's jealous of the Kardashians. On the new Kardashians, Kathy's house, when we saw that show, Kathy's house looks like it's from the 1800s. Yes. And the Kardashians look like they live in a spaceship. Wait till you see what she picks out. They go like shopping in a store. You saw the pantries, but it's just unbelievable when you see when Kylie's going to give birth. and she's shopping in their store of their pantry. I want to live in the Kardashians' house. I don't want to live in a dated house if I'm that rich.
But I think Kathy Hilton's old money, their new money. There's a difference.
But who's got more money? And who's running Hilton? Who's got who's the head of Hilton?
Yeah, that.
And where's the money trickled down from? The only difference is Kris Jenner's got to be up on a treadmill at 6 a.m. doing.
Well, Kris Jenner working.
Worked like, for it. Right. And Kathy fucked
Kris
for
Jenner
it.
Is the not devil who works.
Just joking. Harder, I love. Yeah. I wonder who's got more money. Probably the Hiltons, huh?
I don't know.
I'd love to know a breakdown, a little tax return. Give me a 1040.
Somebody knows. I think that I guess the thing you said earlier, it's like, why is Kathy on this show? It's such an interesting choice. It tells you a lot about her as a person that she's choosing to do this. And then she's choosing to do this while they're blowing up her life too. Like they're trying to murder her character.
Is she out of it? Right. And she's so far and deep. That's why she went to go try to apologize.
She knew she had, it was like, she knew she had to continue or something. I don't know.
Do you think that the two theories on TikTok, one that Kathy makes more than Lisa, could that be possible? She was only she's a full-time
held out
housewife.
Negotiated. That could be a strong theory.
And they're saying that Erica and Lisa were in cahoots with each other after Kathy had the freak out. And so they tried to blow that out of proportion to cover up Erica talking about the victims and things, which I do think could be a case. And that's why she was texting Erica, not Kyle that night.
I don't know. I don't know.
And I don't like Sutton and Erica scenes. It seems so fake and forced. Listen, I don't need a Popeyes commercial.
Popeyes, like enough of that. With the like, we're the Southern, let's have sweet and Popeyes. If I go to your house and you're serving me Popeyes and it's not when the chicken sandwich is the hottest shit in the world, then get the fuck out of here. I don't want it. I find that offensive.
I'm going to leave with a stomach ache. And Popeyes isn't that good anymore.
That's rich people shit.
It's annoying.
It's Pat going through the drive-through to get McDonald's.
I hate
that. Fuck off. People eat this because they can't afford anything better, not because this is delicious food. Like
eating it in my car while I piss in my Dunkin' Donuts cup and go to my next notary. Okay, thanks.
Well, that was way too descriptive. Because that's literally what's happening.
It is. I mean, it's gross. So,
my last comment on this that I thought was weird: the Michael Jackson reference from Crystal do they not know that it's I know this sounds fucked up, but in my opinion, no one has canceled Michael Jackson. I think R. Kelly's more canceled than Michael Jackson. People still play Michael Jackson. We knew when he was alive what was happening. People ignored it. They don't care. Am I wrong? Do people give a shit that Michael Jackson molested kids?
I didn't know we're allowed to
Michael
that.
Jackson.
Yeah. I mean, I put Michael on for my kids.
Like people show their kids Thriller. It's not R. Kelly. It's not that
I didn't watch
the perception. I'm not saying it's any better.
I'm sure he. Yeah, you watched the thing, so you know more.
Yeah, he did it.
He did it. 100%. Yeah.
He did it for decades. He did it. So it's like we all know it, and everybody's head's in the sand, which is fine. But don't act like they're dicks because they're listening to Michael Jackson. Everybody's listening to Michael Jackson. It's not like R. Kelly. If you hear "Step in the Name of Love," people are like, "Oh God, fuck."
Yeah, even though it's great music, really even hear it. Yeah.
Right. It's kind of dead. But Michael Jackson will never die because it happened when he was when he was famous and people looked the other way.
And so Michael Jackson is like probably the top tier musician of all time. One of them.
Yeah. Before all this shit, he was the GOAT. Right. He's who everybody compared themselves to.
Pretty crazy, probably how famous he was. And it ruined his life.
Yeah.
Somebody had a side by side of Michael Jackson singing when he was like 5 on a TV show, and then Harry Styles singing, and people are like, oh yeah, who's the best pop star? And Michael Jackson just blows him out of the water at 5 years old. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Really is.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
What else happened? Sutton really bugs me though. Don't talk. It almost made me have side Erica. If someone was talking down to me like that, like I'm their, they're my mother. Like, don't flip out and don't do this. Like, obviously, what I
want
know
you
shut
to
fuck
do
up, Sutton.
Is put a little compassion in your voice.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Not enough Garcelle for me.
The last 20 minutes, though, I was like,
oh, fascinating.
Fascinating.
But why did Lisa Rinna even come is what I need to get down to.
Yeah, it's all producer bullshit. Same thing. Sure, they were told. Because like the timing
Lisa Rinna's
is, oh, Lisa just happens to be coming by too. It's like, oh, okay, this is all set up.
And I can't
but that
handle...
I'm cool with because the beef is real.
It's
that's
great
the
TV
to me.
Right.
Like,
and they're not talking
like,
about
okay, producers,
they really hate each
set
other.
It up just like, right. Just like any reality show. If you're setting up real drama, I'm in. But if you're setting up, oh, you got to sit in the kitchen and talk about your fight 7 months ago.
What
I'm
does Lisa
into.
Really hate Kat? Lisa really has it in for Kathy.
Well, even when she was showing the text messages, she's like, she tried to silence me. It's like, not really. She just was like, I'm not getting like whatever, no bueno typos, heart.
She was just
like
shooting
talking
her
to an
shot.
Old person.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was trying to shut it down.
She knew
which
she
I give her credit
up.
For.
Yeah. And that text probably works. But Lisa Rinna is a thirst
nine
hungry
out of ten.
Psycho.
Yeah, nine times out of ten. Yeah.
And usually she doesn't sign a contract that she can be on. She just got really lucky. Whatever she did was not on film. And maybe she did say the F word to somebody.
God,
because
I would
Lisa Rinna
to see that
acts like something major happened that they're not showing.
Yeah. Like
beyond even flip out.
Maybe she called Garcelle the N word and like
something. Yeah. Or There's something really if Lisa Rinna is not trying
is
to
right.
just
right.
be an actress.
Yep.
It's hard. Yeah. Like, why can't we get someone real have a mental break or someone like Crystal who's seems to have a moral compass?
We'll see. We'll see. All right, guys. We'll be back talking Kardashians next week, as well as Bravo and Love After Lockup. Got a family wedding. My sister-in-law, two black girls, one rose. Natasha's getting married
on
Saturday. My son's the ring bearer.
The weather going to be good? Oh, that's so cute.
Not looking good for the weather. So prayers up. But regardless.
Sometimes it works out.
Yep. So that's it, folks.
Bye, guys.
We'll be back.